Stone Mountain, Georgia is one of God's very interesting and amazing creations. I'm sure many of you have seen it, but in case you haven't, it's a huge boulder sitting on the landscape there near Atlanta, over 800 feet high. Today, you can hike to the top of the boulder, and there's a safety fence around the edge. I have read that in the early history of this huge boulder, there were several people who died. They would climb to the top to enjoy the view, and they would move closer to the view to see a better picture of the landscape without realizing that there was a slight curvature to the top. Curvature was so slight they hardly noticed it until they got to a point where they realized they couldn't get back. Gravity took over and they plunged to their deaths. It was a terrifying way to die. That gives us a tremendous object lesson of the way some people in our churches today view the world. The world looks very, very attractive. The movies that the world produces, many are very ungodly but very attractive. The music, some country music, is very ungodly music, glorifying adultery, glorifying alcoholism. Some popular music and rock music is very ungodly, even glorifying Satan himself in some cases. There are places to go that seem very, very attractive to people in our churches. These places may be very attractive, but in many cases they glorify the wrong thing, certainly not God. And many, many people who call themselves Christians find themselves going to places and enjoying entertainment and doing things that if Jesus were there with them in the flesh, they would never take him there. They would never watch that movie. They would never listen to that music. They would never watch those television programs. And of course, they're forgetting that he is there all the time. They're taking him with them wherever they go, whatever they do. These Christians would never advocate showing movies like they may watch in the church. They would never advocate listening to the kinds of music they listen to in the church. They would never advocate watching the kind of television programs they watch in a worship service. And yet they forget their bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. If we're not willing to do it in a worship service, we shouldn't be doing it at all. The Bible says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that is of the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust thereof. But he who does the will of God abides forever." Father, would you help us to realize the terrible danger of loving the view of the world too much. Help us to remember and learn from the lessons of those who died on Stone Mountain. Help us, Lord, to learn, as you said in your word in Colossians, to seek those things which are above and to set our affection on things above and not on the things of the earth. And like you said in Jude, to hate even the garment spotted by the flesh. Teach us that we are to be different. Teach us that we are to find our joy and our thrills in you and not in ungodly, worldly things and entertainment. Before it's too late, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Steve Hall. Thanks for listening.